One of the most frequently referenced pieces of economic data is gross domestic product, or GDP. But how many of you really know what GDP is or why it's so significant? We're going to break it down for you now in this edition of Economics Made Simple. Please remember to like this video and click that subscribe button to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. GDP is considered to be among the most revealing measures of an economy's health. In order to help explain, we welcome Clint Dahl. Clint, can you please explain to our audience what GDP is and why it's so significant?
Simply put, GDP is the total market value of all goods and services produced, which is why sometimes it will be referred to as economic output. GDP is used primarily to determine if an economy is expanding or shrinking. A positive GDP means the economy is expanding. A negative GDP means the economy is shrinking. In fact, GDP by itself has become a popular indicator of a recession. A general rule of thumb is that two consecutive quarters of negative GDP means that the economy is in a recession. The Bureau of Economic Analysis determines GDP by using data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. GDP is comprised of four different components: consumer spending, investment by businesses, government spending, and net exports. GDP is calculated by adding these figures together. GDP is usually reported as either real GDP or nominal GDP. Real GDP is inflation adjusted, while nominal GDP is not. Therefore, real GDP provides a more accurate picture of an economy because it separates real economic growth from just having higher prices. A healthy measure of GDP growth in the U.S. generally is considered to be between 2% and 3% per year. Note that GDP will tend to be much higher in developing countries. For example, GDP in India was nearly 9% in 2021. Once a country reaches economic maturity, it's normal for the rate of expansion to slow down. There's talk that the economic outlook could be less certain in the foreseeable future. If that is the case, be prepared to hear a lot more about GDP.
Thanks so much, Clint, for that helpful explanation of what is one of the economy's most important indicators. That concludes today's presentation. As always, if you've enjoyed this video, be sure to hit the subscribe button and check back often for more Economics Made Simple.